Thank you so much for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we've heard on many occasions the call from LDS church leadership to reach out to and help our refugee brothers and sisters that are in our own communities. And one woman who has done that and made a wonderful friend from the experience is Toni Anderson. And she works full-time in the Salt Lake area, but found the time to reach out to Fatu, a young refugee girl from Liberia. And she helped her transition into life in the United States and became a true friend to Fatu and her family. And their beautiful story was actually shared in a recent episode of the Mormon Channel video series, Give Back, and it was also featured in last April's General Conference Women's Broadcast. And I was able to sit down with Toni a few days ago and talk to her about this beautiful experience that she's had serving and befriending Fatu. Take a listen. So how did you first meet and get connected with Fatu?
So my friend teaches English as a second language. She became good friends with many of the families, and she saw a need for mentoring with many of the younger kids, with the refugees. And so she actually contacted Big Brothers Big Sisters and actually got the Salt Lake division of Big Brothers and Big Sisters to form a refugee section for Big Brothers Big Sisters in the Salt Lake area. And so she was in charge of finding Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So she put the word out to all of her friends and sent emails out and different things. And I had a few different experiences that happened to me where I just felt like I was supposed to be doing something in the community to serve. And when this opportunity came around, I just felt like that's what it was that I was supposed to be doing. So I told her to sign me up. Mm-hmm. And she said, I have the perfect match for you.
And initially, in your Give Back episode in the video, you mentioned that you were kind of concerned about connecting with Fatu, not having a lot in common with her. She was Muslim from Africa, and you were LDS living in the United States. How were you able to form a connection and kind of get over that initial fear of not knowing how to befriend her?
Yeah, it wasn't so much the religion that concerned me, just that she, when I first met her, she was super shy and quiet. And so I was like, oh, what are we going to talk about? Are we going to, you know, be able to create a bond? Are we going to be able to become good friends? And so I was nervous about that.
And you formed a connection over running, too, a love of cross country and track.
Yeah, we did. You know, that wasn't the only thing we connected on, of course, but definitely that, I think, really bonded us, because it was so important to me when I was her age at that time, and I knew what she was going through and why it was so important to her. And her mom's a wonderful, wonderful person, but she didn't have that experience of going to school and doing sports, and so she just couldn't relate to it. And so Fatu really relied on me to be there to support her and to cheer her on, because we both shared that same passion. Mm-hmm. She was a sprinter and I was a long distance runner, but it didn't matter because, you know, we both had that desire to succeed and to do well, and it was just something we enjoyed doing. So I was able to support her, and she reached out to me and she trusted me enough to reach out to me and to have me really be there for her. It takes two, you
right.
know, because you can try to serve somebody and they may or may not accept it. But she was a big part of that equation, because in many instances, it wasn't me going to her, it was her coming to me. And it was really lovely.
And that's amazing that you can develop that kind of trust, that basis of trust, because I can only imagine coming to a new country, fearing for your life, not knowing the culture, not knowing the customs, and finding someone that you can depend on must be just this oasis for her. You are just such a saving grace for her. And how has this friendship been a spiritual experience for you?
Well, I think me being led to her was a spiritual experience. Mm-hmm. And just the way it unfolded, it was I knew that I wasn't the one who... I didn't even know that I needed this. And it felt like I was guided to this. And as it unfolded, I knew that there was other hands that were involved.
How has your testimony of the Savior, your faith in the Savior, been affected by this experience?
I think that I realize that He really does look out for each of us. And, you know, as a member of the church, we sometimes think that we're the chosen ones. But He cares about everyone. It doesn't matter what color you are, what race you are, if you're male or female, or if you're rich or poor, or if you're a sinner or a saint. He doesn't care. He loves everybody, and He looks out for everybody. He loves Fatu. She's black. She's from Africa. She's Muslim. And He loves me. I'm white. I'm from Salt Lake City, and I'm Mormon. And He cares about each of us and everybody in between.
That's beautiful. And I like how you said you didn't even know that you needed, that this was something that you needed to add joy to your life. And what would you say to someone who's kind of contemplating, what can I do for the refugees? I know I need to help them, but what could I possibly add to their lives or help them with?
I love the General Conference address from Elder Karen, where he says, you know, don't run faster than you have strength, but get on your knees and ask to be inspired to know what you should do. Because everybody's situation is going to be different, and your opportunities may be different depending on where you live. And I felt like I was guided to this. In many ways, it came to me. And I mean, and I did have the intention to create something when I was inspired, but I didn't know what it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that I was going to be working with refugees. I just knew I was supposed to be serving in the community in some fashion.
And it sounds like it's one of those things where if you have the desire and you're just looking for a little bit of direction, you can pray and you can ask for opportunities, and you're blessed with those. You kind of need to, not in a bad sense, but be careful what you pray for, because you'll get the right, you'll get the answer, and you'll end up where you need to be.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't want to wait for that, maybe it won't come into your lap like it did to me, you can always, you know, be proactive and seek it out. There's lots of information on LDS.org about how to help refugees, and there's many, you know, areas of resources that you can look into to find ways to help. There's always somebody that needs your help, and by helping them, you're going to help yourself.
All right, we want to thank Toni for joining our show, and to watch her story with Fatu, you can check out the episode of Give Back entitled Be a Sincere Friend on mormonchannel.org. And for different ideas on how to serve refugees in your community, you can visit the website iwasastranger.lds.org, as well as the website giveback.lds.org. And both of those are wonderful resources if you're interested in serving more. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Sister Linda K. Burton, the General LDS Relief Society president. And she said, "As we consider the pressing calls of those who need our help, let's ask ourselves, what if their story were my story? May we then seek inspiration, act on impressions we receive, and reach out in unity to help those in need as we are able and inspired to do so." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.